Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Anne Lamott said, "Hope begins in the dark. The stubborn hope that if you just show up and try to do the right thing, the dawn will come." Isn't it so that when you take a reflective glance at the past, many of life's richest seasons are often the most strenuous, heartbreaking, and painful? It is there that we grow the most in wisdom, through experience, and it is there when we walk closest with the Lord. Our guests today have experienced pain and shock and disappointment and confusion, but they have found Christ's hope and are now sharing it with others, so much so that they are able to literally celebrate recovery. As usual, at the beginning, we pause just for a moment to remind you that the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, He loves you and He knows you. And the reason we have this show is to bring you closer and closer to Christ. That whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, whatever challenge or burden you're carrying, challenge that's before you, however overwhelmed you might feel, there is hope in Christ. And that Jesus died on the cross for you, shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away, yours and mine. And He rose on the third day. Oh, the great resurrection. There can be for you a resurrection out of your situation, no matter how sad or hopeless or helpless things might be. There is hope in Christ. Pastor Mark Peterman is currently the executive pastor on staff at Hope Chapel West Oahu. Pastor Mark has been with HCWO for the past 3 years. Prior to joining the staff of Hope Chapel West Oahu, he worked in the technology industry for more than 25 years. In 2003, Mark and his wife Sue were faced with the brutal reality. Their 17-year-old daughter was addicted to crystal meth. While this certainly explained the previous 2 years of chaos in their home, it did nothing to prepare them for the devastation that would take place over the next 2 years. In the midst of this journey, God called them to fill a void in the community, and together they started a faith-based family support group, which very quickly transformed into Celebrate Recovery. Mark and Sue are currently in their sixth year of leading Oahu's largest Celebrate Recovery ministry, serving hundreds of people per month with 14 diverse small groups that focus on a wide range of life's hurts, habits, and hang-ups. Pastor Mark, Sue, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pastor Mark, tell us, we're always interested, you know, in Hawaii about somebody's roots, their background. So tell us, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a rural community outside of a small town in Massillon, Ohio. And I had a fabulous family and grew up in the farm fields of rural Ohio. Mm-hmm. And at the age of 18, I joined the United States Navy and started traveling west. And 1981, I moved here to Hawaii, and I've lived here ever since.
How about you, Sue?
I grew up in a little town called Pleasureville, Pennsylvania, which...
I like that name.
Yeah. If you're old enough to remember Mayberry, RFD, Mayberry looks makes Pleasureville look like a big city. The other way around. Pleasureville makes Mayberry look like a big town. I lived there until I was 28, took a 9-day vacation to Hawaii, and decided I was going to pack up my 9-year-old and move here. And so I've been here also since 1981.
Well, you know, I'm here with my co-host, Martin Arenaga, and we are interested in what God has been doing in and through your lives. It always makes me wonder and also marvel, how did God bring you together? Two different backgrounds. How did you guys meet? How did you get together?
Well, we met together. We both worked for GTE Hawaiian Telephone, and we met at work. At a certain period of time, both of us found that we were going through separations in our relationships, and God had a greater plan than we even understood. Both of us at that time were not believers, and we started dating. We dated for 8 years. In about the 7th year of our relationship, Sue got saved, gave her life to the Lord, and that really messed up our relationship. And then she immediately started praying for me to get right with the Lord. I didn't know it, but she had like 500 people praying for me simultaneously. And God answered prayer about a year later. I found myself in church just to prove to her that I didn't need to have a relationship with the Lord. And had an encounter with Christ that was undeniable and said yes to him. And it was really, I had never heard God's voice before and heard it twice in the same day. First, he told me that my life would always be a mess and my dreams would be unfulfilled if he wasn't part of it. And when I asked him to be my Lord and Savior, then he looked at me, his voice said, and now you need to ask the woman on your right to marry you. And I was very thankful that on my right-hand side was Sue, not a total stranger.
Sue, how did you become a Christian?
I actually was searching for help because I was having so many problems with my daughter. At the time, I didn't know it was drugs. I just knew that our relationship was out of control, and I didn't know how to get help. And someone from work invited me to church, and I just knew that was what I needed.
What did you feel when you say you had this need? What was it that drew you to Christ?
I felt really lost and alone and just didn't know where to turn. I didn't know how to. I thought I needed to help my daughter. What I realized was that I needed to help myself before I could help anyone else. And, you know, I found it with God.
Mark, you seem like you came in with a certain level of defiance when Sue tried to bring you. And then, but Christ broke through that, and it seems like it's something that only he could do through prayer, many people praying. What was it like for you in your encounter with Christ? What was going on in your heart?
Now, the big issue that I had is that I had for years been trying to make myself feel whole with my profession, my career, with money, with material things. And at the end of the day, I had an emptiness within me that I couldn't solve. And again, Sue and I had been dating for a number of years, and I saw that one piece of my life slipping away from me, and that made the void in my life and my heart even bigger. And like I said, I didn't expect it to be filled by Christ. I expected it to be filled by something that I was in control of. And when I heard, it was actually the second week I went to church, because the first week I walked out of church and she asked me, "Oh, what'd you think?" And I said, "That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever been a part of." And she said, "Well, you need to come back." And it was Pastor Wayne's church at New Hope Oahu. And she said, "You need to come back and hear Pastor Wayne speak. He'll touch your heart." So the next week we went back, and as we were sitting there, on the screen flashed up that Pastor Wayne was on vacation for 2 weeks. And I thought to myself, "That's great, I'm out of here." next Sunday I'll be home watching football. And Pastor Max Wilkin got up and gave a message on dreams, and like I said, it just came to light that my dreams were empty because it was the void needed to be filled by Christ.
I'm thinking the power of prayer and how Christ can work in the hardest and most defiant of hearts, and you're testifying of it, and how hopeful it is, Sue. Hey, Martin, don't you think? I mean, there are people who are ready to give up right now because they've been praying, they've been trying to reach their spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or a family member, and they're thinking, "Gosh, you know, this is like long gone already. I've been trying so hard; I'm exasperated." But look, you bring hope to people who are earnestly trying to lead someone to the Lord.
I think, Danny, a lot of times we go into a relationship like the two of you have had, and you're hanging on to a little bit of your past, your anchors that are there. And a lot of times, sometimes we find that you got to be, as they say, all in. You got to just put it in there, and when you're ready to let it go, God will say, "You don't need to do that. I just wanted to know your heart." So I don't know if you found the same thing, that a lot of times when you go into a relationship, and even maybe with your ministry, you're finding that some people, the reason they have addictions or, you know, things that they drag along with them, because that's the one thing that's familiar.
Yeah, we find a situation oftentimes in the ministry that even if they've overcome, they haven't given it up, and they're still holding on to it. And then at some point in time, the enemy uses that against them. And so that's what really Celebrate Recovery is all about, is giving control over everything and through an intentional relationship with Jesus, learning to be able to sustain your healing.
You know, one of the things that really stands out to me, and you are heroes, because as heroes, you have the courage to deal with the most daunting of issues. It's almost like the Lord, through your own experiences, and we'll go into that in a little while, galvanized you for the task at hand to deal with the most painful, hurtful, tragic, near tragic scenarios in the lives of people. And many of us would never even know that someone is going through it. And the Lord has uniquely positioned you for Celebrate Recovery and the outflow of ministry that he has offering, as an offering to many people to get involved and to experience God's healing. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Pastor Mark and Sue Peterman. They lead a ministry out of Hope Chapel, West Oahu. It's called Celebrate Recovery. We'll go into some depth about that ministry, also how you can access it, how you can be a part of it. You might be thinking, "Oh, I need that. Maybe that's for me. Or maybe that's for my own daughter, my own son, my own relative, my own spouse. Maybe I need that." But before we even get into that, they're going to even go deeper to share what catapulted them into this well-needed and well-refined ministry. So stay with us. We'll be back with Mark and Sue Peterman.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge, and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Sometimes we do ask the question when we're greatly constrained in our lives with stress and pain. Why me? Why me? Why me, oh God? Why? And yet we need to come to a place where we begin to ask the question, what now? Mark and Sue Peterman are here with us. They're our featured guests. I'm joined with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. Mark and Sue are leading a ministry out of Hope Chapel, West Oahu. In fact, to find out more about that ministry, you can go to www.hcwo.com, hcwo.com, and find out more about their ministry. Pastor Mark, Sue, tell us about your family.
Well, we have a blended family. We have two daughters and a son, and we also have six grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And our oldest daughter is 40, and our youngest son is 20, and our oldest granddaughter is 13, and our youngest grandson is 2.5.
Okay.
Now, something happened in 2003 that radically impacted your family. What was that?
Well, in 2003, we found out that our daughter, who was 17 at the time, was addicted to crystal meth. We'd been having problems for about 2 years, and we're really in denial. We often talked about, is it drugs? But we said it was teenage hormones. You know, that's what teenagers do. All of these things are just normal, and they really weren't. Mm-hmm. In 2003, she gave birth, and she actually gave birth in our home. She was home alone and delivered her own baby. Mm. When she was rushed to the hospital, they drug tested her and the baby, and that's how we found out that her and the baby both tested positive for crystal meth. And then we had a whole new set of issues and things to deal with in our family.
How did you deal with that?
I would say that we both dealt with it differently for a while. There was anger, frustration, and I'm speaking for myself. Mm-hmm. There was confusion. You know, how did this happen? Why is it happening? Lots of time, you know, asking God, why us? Why, you know, when I gave my life to the Lord 2 years before that, and, you know, I was one of those naive Christians that that believed that I wasn't going to have these kind of challenges, that they were all going to be, you know, it was a pleasure cruise and not a battleship. Mm-hmm. And God just kept, you know, waiting for me to process it and to turn to Him and give it to Him instead of me trying to fix it. I mean, so I kind of dealt with it. I'm a guy. I fix things. Mm-hmm. So my solution was that I'm gonna fix this problem, and I had to realize that it's a problem that I can't fix.
His idea of fixing and mine weren't always the same. I, being the mom, felt like I needed to love her, to mm-hmm. make her well, and we heard a couple different things, you know, oh, love them, or they won't get better until they have enough pain. So there were times that Mark said, oh, she needs pain, I can give her pain. And what that would do is cause problems between Mark and I, because I'm the one wanting to wrap my arms around her. And really, his idea of fixing her was really protection for me. I just mm-hmm. didn't get that, mm-hmm. that all he was trying to do was help me. But it caused a lot of problems between the two of us. And so we had to seek help. And that's really why we actually went to Hina Malka, to their family support group, for 2.5 years, every Thursday night. Wow. to get help to keep our marriage intact. And mm-hmm. that's where we learned that we really couldn't fix our daughter, mm-hmm. but we could fix what we had. And we took it from there.
You know, somebody is listening right now and they're thinking or feeling, I'm not the only one. You mean they went through it? They got through it? They're feeling a bit of distress right now and despair, but you bring them hope out of your pain. Now, through this 2 years at Hina Malka, every Thursday night, at some point you got involved with this ministry, Celebrate Recovery. But in the midst of this, Mark and Sue, what lessons did Christ teach you about keeping your marriage together and about, you know, the healing of your daughter?
I think the one thing that he taught us is that as long as we keep him in a position of authority in our lives, there's no problem bigger than him. And we just needed to make sure that we kept him in the center, and we didn't place our daughter and her problems in the center of our lives, that Christ had to be the center, and that he was faithful. The other thing that he taught us and revealed to us is that he never wastes a hurt. He doesn't cause the hurt, but he never wastes it. And he prepared us through our daughter's trials to be able to help other people. That he refined that purpose. And we just had to take a step of faith and go forward with that. But I think the biggest lesson we learned is that he's bigger than any problem.
I think one big lesson for me was learning that when I give it to him, I really have to give it to him. I used to give it to him and then take it back, give it to him. Or I would give it to him, but then I would tell him what to do. Mm. You know, like, okay, God, if you have to break her, but please don't shatter her. You know, don't hurt her where she can't be repaired. Mm-hmm. And what I was doing was putting restrictions on him. And I learned that I had to just stop doing that. You know, I had to give it to him and know that it was in his hands and he was going to do what was right.
I think all of us have relationships where they're not as good as we'd like them to be, especially as a parent. What I'm hearing too, just listening to the both of you, is a refocus. We want to, like you said, fix things, Mark, that we want to go in and do things, and we have this, our paradigm of how to do it. But really, the person that can fix it is Christ. So I think that's, I'm just listening and realizing that the focus needs to shift, because a knee-jerk reaction would be, let's get in there, let's ask questions, let's diagnose, let's fix it, get the professionals. But really, that's not the solution, is it?
No, it's not. It's and in the midst of, and again, we started our conversation about the power of prayer and really being able to pray without constraining God. I always say, don't pray God into a box. and let him loose, let him work. But even in the midst of our prayers, our daughter has found healing in her life without having a relationship with the Lord because of the strength of our prayers and those that we enlisted on our prayer teams. So she's still on the prayer list. She's still, but now for a whole different reason. Now she's been in recovery for 5.5 years, 6 years, and doing great. But she still doesn't have a relationship with the Lord, and so it's just a whole separate level of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that truly will guarantee that will give her an opportunity to have sustained healing in her life.
What has happened in your relationship through all of this? I sense that you're close, but how did that happen? Describe some of that for us.
For me, our communication really got good. I never felt like there was anyone in my life before that I could tell everything. Mm. And we knew that we had to always be on the same page, because if we weren't, that addiction could have destroyed our marriage. So we communicated a lot. Doesn't mean we always agree. Sometimes we agree to disagree, but we always communicate our feelings. And that's huge in anybody's marriage, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that that I learned through the process is, and I continue to learn this, is it's not so much what I say, but how I say it. And I need to be able to communicate my feelings to Sue and to other people in a way that they'll receive it, versus just saying. And again, I always say I'm just a guy,
mm-hmm.
and you know I communicate in a way that I've been raised up to communicate. It might be just short sound bites of information, mm-hmm. and not a dialogue.
Right.
But we really had to learn how to talk to one another,
mm-hmm.
and how to talk in a way that each other could receive it from one another and have the courage and the confidence in our relationship to be able to say stop.
Hmm.
You know what you just said? Let me just tell you what I heard.
Hmm.
And then to be able to back up and say, well, that's not what I meant, and I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? And just all of that process of learning how to communicate effectively with one another to build strength into our relationship when there are so many things that we're trying to distract from our relationship.
Yeah, I think what he said about what I heard is really important for people to hear, because it doesn't matter what I say to him, it matters what he heard.
Mm.
And he could have heard something totally different than what I think I said, but what matters is what he heard. And so he needs to communicate back to me, just as he said, this is what I heard and I'm hurt. And then you can talk about it, because I probably didn't mean what he heard. And don't think that's what I said.
Mm-hmm. I look at you and I think to myself, oh, the beauty. I'm beholding the beauty of brokenness. The beauty of brokenness. Because the way that you communicate, the depth in which you have, and it's not just something that you learned yesterday, but you've been working it, processing it. God is like taking you through over time and again through the process, and now to realign you and set you on a platform to affect many, many broken lives so that Christ's healing can be facilitated through your ministry, Celebrate Recovery, to do just that, to celebrate. I mean, we're talking about some really, really sobering realities, and yet there's a undercurrent of celebration. Serious stuff, but celebration because there's hope. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk about Celebrate Recovery. How this ministry, some of the background of the ministry, how it got started, how Mark and Sue got involved, and what things are going on, what opportunities exist now for you, what kind of programs you can be a part of. We'll go into some of those specifics. And I really want you to open up your heart to let the Lord lead you. Because it might be a phone call away, it might be an email away, it might just be a step away, a small group away from the beginning of a new life. And really, the life that God intended for you to live. So stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Mark and Sue Peterman.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinenen Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
They are leaders in a church ministry called Hope Chapel West Oahu, a church that is experiencing phenomenal growth under the leadership of Senior Pastor Mike and Lisa Kai. And our guests in studio, along with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, they are Mark and Sue Peterman. And we're talking about a very delicate subject, but it's a subject that deals with recovery and healing. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And if you, as you listen, you're thinking, gosh, I heard that last part before you went to break. I just tuned in. And I'm wondering, can I get the rest of the show? Is it possible for me to hear the show in its entirety, even though I'm just tuning in right now? The answer is absolutely yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and you can download the show for free. And not only that, though, I'd like to invite you and encourage you to go ahead and send it to a family member or a friend that you know right now would be blessed to hear it. Before our break, we're talking about how the Lord used your personal experience, Pastor Mark and Sue, to catapult you into this ministry. Talk to us about Celebrate Recovery.
Celebrate Recovery is a radically different Christ-centered ministry of healing. And it was started by Pastor John Baker in 1991 at Saddleback Church under Pastor Rick Warren's leadership. And really, it's a people often look at it and say, when they hear the word recovery, they automatically assume that it's a drug or an alcohol-related issue. But the ministry is designed to help people with a wide range of hurts, habits, and hang-ups. Yes, we have a small group for men and women struggling with addictions to drugs and alcohol. But we also have ministry small groups for women with eating disorders and men with sexual and pornography addictions, women who feel betrayed, relationship issues. We have the most important, or not most important, but a family support group for families who have loved ones that are struggling. So it addresses the multitude of hurts, habits, and hang-ups in people's lives, and really doing that through a three-phase approach using eight biblical principles. And phase one is to connect people with Christ at a level that if whether they have no relationship with him or whether they have a relationship with him, but to connect him at a relationship that he defines. And then the second phase is a growth phase where we have to analyze where the source of our hurts, habits, and hang-ups, and look at recognize the harm that's been caused to us and the harm that we've caused to other people as a result of our issues. And then the third phase is the extension phase, teaching people to extend beyond their hurts, habits, and hang-ups and actually be light in other people's lives, so that they can share the gift that God's given them.
Now, one of the programs that you have is called Betrayal and Beyond. Let's go there. Let's talk about it. I think it's something that people go through. Tell us about that.
Okay, I think I'd like to start sharing that, telling you a little bit about the person that leads it. I met her at one of the Hope Chapel baptisms, and I was talking to her, and she was very, very angry, an angry person, and I invited her to celebrate recovery. And what she said to me is, I am not going to one more recovery program for my husband. I'm not. And I looked at her and I said, I don't want you to come for your husband. I want you to come for you. And she came, and she came to celebrate recovery for a long time, and she is now leading a women's group that we call Betrayal and Beyond. And it is many of the women in the group have husbands or in the men's pornography and sexual addiction group, and so they're suffering from that kind of pain. And so her group is specific to that healing. And so the women come and they're learning how to get over that hurt, you know, not to just say it's okay, but how to deal with it and save their marriages, because they want to stay in their marriage. And their husband wants to stay in their marriage. That's why he's there. So he's attending a group, same time she's attending a group, and they're learning to each deal with their own issues, not each other's. So she's not there trying to fix him. He's not there trying to fix her. They're trying to work on their issues. And that's really one of the key things for Celebrate Recovery, that you're not there for anyone else. You are there for yourself.
Give us a closer glimpse. You know, somebody might be in a situation like that right now, and they're thinking, okay, I've tried a few other things. I'm angry. I have emotional, you know, deep emotional feelings about this. If I go, let's say if a woman goes, what kind of things could she expect to experience in that group?
Actually, the group is filled with women all there for exactly the same reason. They have a workbook that they're working through and teaches them. They're all feeling the same things, but they all feel alone. Nobody knows that there's all these other people out there that are feeling just like you're feeling. So sitting in the same room, having people share how they're feeling, they're not trying to help each other, but listening to each other and what the other person is going through helps you understand. You're learning from the other people. There may be 15 women in this group that are just sharing how they're feeling, and you're learning from each of the other people speaking.
The other thing that it does is the workbook takes them through focusing on their emotions and which is really what everybody's issues are, is their own emotions. Oftentimes people will come into the ministry and they say, you know, my husband makes me so angry. And really, it's not, their husband has no power to make them angry. They're choosing to become angry because of their husband's behavior, or their wife's behavior, their daughter or their son's behavior. The anger is their issue, and it helps them focus on what is their issue, separating their loved one's behavior and putting boundaries around that so that it doesn't continue to fuel their own emotions.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you can help a lot of people, but I think the first step is probably for someone to ask for the help. And for Sue, like what you're saying, it's okay. It wasn't really your fault that somebody else did something else. But there are some addictions that are very difficult to come public with and to say, I have this and I need help. Example would be pornography or maybe a gambling addiction where really they don't, in their mind, I've got no problem, got it under control, drinking and the like. I'm just wondering, you know, what can we say to those who need the help, but they for some reason don't come forward, or those of us who might have things inside of us that are so deep that we don't want to go public. It's such a personal thing that we may not be wanting the help right now. What kind of success stories have you had so that we can start to think, oh, maybe this is the hope I've been looking for?
I think one of the things that we try and help all of the family members and loved ones process is the greatest impact that they can have in their loved one's life is if they start to care for themselves, if they start to focus inwardly on what's going on in their lives versus focusing outwardly on their loved one's life. One of the things that we always work through is changing the way we communicate, changing the way we talk to our loved ones that are struggling, instead of talking to them in terms of it's your issue, and using the you statement and changing that to an I statement. I'm hurt. I'm afraid. I'm frustrated. I'm concerned. I'm fearful. Again, that the other person can no longer refute or say, you can't feel that way. It's our own feelings. And that keeps them from becoming defensive about it. And it takes the focus off of them and turns the focus inwardly on ourselves. And we have every right to feel the way we feel. But when we change the way that we communicate with them and we start setting boundaries in place of what we're going to accept as far as their behavior, and if with every boundary we have a consequence that we communicate with them, then all of a sudden, you know, the most freeing word sometimes, and when you live in a life with someone who's struggling with some form of addiction, is the word no. And that, because we don't often say that to people that we love. No, you can't. I mean, I can remember when we first told our daughter that, no, you can't have the car. It was earth shattering because we had never said no before. And all of a sudden there was a something that she had never experienced. But when we truly, in our relationship with our daughter, when we started focusing on making sure we were healthy, instead of trying to focus on her being healthy, she immediately started to see a difference in the dynamic of our home. And she then became the outsider. And it had to go through a 2.5 years process for us to get to the point where we ask her to leave our home, because that was the final boundary. But when we put her, when we focused on ourselves and took our focus off of her, she started to feel the consequences of her behavior. And that's what we try and encourage every family member to do who deals with someone.
I guess it's the idea of like parenting, yet the mom and dad has to be on the same page, but it would be good if you can preview and study the plan before it happens. But I think in real life, I mean, things happen so quickly. And then maybe I can ask Sue, because, you know, you're in a partnership here, but yet we know that you can't always go in the back. Okay, let me get back to you. Let me talk with Dad and check back. I mean, how do you how do you work? I mean, it works both ways, but how do you work with a situation where you have two people from two different backgrounds and paradigms addressing the same problem in different ways? And really not a whole lot of time to think. You have to just make a spot decision there.
Yeah,
how do you do with that?
I think a big part of that was talking about things before they happened. You know, not that we would know what was going to happen, but we had to figure out, if this happens, how are we going to deal with it? And we had to agree with it ahead of time. If not, it would have just been causing battles for us.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that really helped me was I had to learn that my saying yes to our daughter was more for me than for her, that I was saying yes to make myself feel good. And we don't realize we're doing that. I thought, oh, I'll give her everything. I'll give her everything. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that everything we were giving her was hurting her and not helping her. And I was doing it for me. And that was a real revelation for me and helped me learn to say no, because that was really what was best for her.
Mark, Sue, somebody wants to get in touch with you or get involved with the ministry Celebrate Recovery. How do they do that?
It's really simple. They can go to the Hope Chapel West Oahu website at hcwo.com, and they can go to the ministry page, and they can sign up for our newsletter right there. And we publish a newsletter once a month, tells them what we're teaching, and gives a highlight of some of the groups that are going on. They can also contact us at the church office at 677-8844, and when it asks for the extension number, they can dial extension 100, and that'll give them an opportunity to reach out to us personally.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two best ways that they can get in touch with us, is really just through the, or they can send an email to hcwoinfo.
So they will actually be able to connect with you.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's very meaningful right there. Here you are, you're sitting in our studio, broadcasting this program, getting the word out on the program, but they can actually talk with you and become a part of a program that God has blessed. Really, it's like he's kissed the program with his blessing, and all those who are a part of it kind of come under the umbrella of his covering. When we come back from our break, I'd like to talk about another one of your programs under Celebrate Recovery. It has to do with people who are going through cancer in their families, a program that you call Can Survive. I'd like to talk about that and go deeper on some other things. And I just, as a brief caveat, thank you. Thank you for your openness, transparency, honesty. Gosh, we need more of that in the church. We just need more of that in life, because I think it's in those places where, like Jesus said, the truth will set you free. And you're a testament of God's grace in that very thing. We'll be back with more from Pastor Mark and Sue Peterman. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Pastor Mark Peterman said during our break, he said, you know, it doesn't matter what you're going through. You don't have to go through it alone. And that really stood out. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and our featured guest, Pastor Mark and Sue Peterman. They lead a group called Celebrate Recovery. It's a ministry, a growing ministry, dynamic ministry out of Hope Chapel, West Oahu. One of the unique things about it is this is not only growing it at Hope Chapel, West Oahu, but they're already helping other churches to set up this ministry so that it can have exponential capacity for growth to enable the program to be facilitated to help even more people who are struggling with addictions and just struggling with life in certain areas that have really dragged them down and really circumvented their ability to live the life that God has enabled them or destined for them to live. You can find out more about their ministry at hcwo.com. And for those of you who are tuning in right now, you can listen to this show online at thegoodlifehawaii.org and go ahead and pass that on to a friend or family member as well.
Danny, you were just leading into the break and talking about a ministry called Can Survive. And maybe we can go there very, very, very quickly. You know, cancer. That's a word of all the words in our English language that brings on just this sense of dread and fear, I think, is that word cancer. So much so that people avoid using the word and describe symptoms. But yet you're talking about it head on. Can you explain to us why that ministry has been flourishing and what needs it talks to, speaks to?
The ministry Can Survive, or the small group Can Survive, really started out of the heart of a cancer survivor. A woman in our ministry was leading a small group on relationships, and in the midst of her journey was told that she had stage 4 ovarian cancer, and doctors gave her a limited chance of survival. And her faith never wavered, and she went through the surgeries and the chemotherapy, and she kept praying for and contending for Christ's healing in her life. And she continued to be light in the darkness. It didn't matter where she went. She told people, you know, I'm not worried. God is going to heal me. And what she really understood is that God's promise is true, that and he will heal. And she trusted him. And much to the doctor's amazement, at the end of her chemotherapy and at the end of 6 months after that, in her second follow-up visit, she continues to be cancer-free. And so God just put the burden on her heart that, you know, there's so much, the fear and the emotional distress that cancer causes in all terminal illnesses causes in people's lives. She felt that they needed to have a safe place that they could come and share that fear, to share the emotion. And I think one of the most amazing things is as soon as she said, you know, God's called me out of my small group and to start this new small group, we found two other survivors in our church that just walked in and said, you know, do you guys have a group for terminal illness? Because we would really like to be able to help people process what happens to their families and themselves as they deal with terminal illness. And the group just, again, gives people a safe place to come where people can share their feelings, their fears, and their emotions, and be encouraged that God's promises are true, giving them practical steps of how to seek Him and how to find strength from Him, regardless of what doctors and the world is telling them, but to look at it from God's point of view.
Pastor Mark, give us a parting shot about going through it alone, that people don't have to.
Yeah, we spent so much time dealing with our daughter's journey through addiction by ourselves because we had shame. We were, you know, guilty. We believed the lies that it was our fault. And we isolated ourselves, which is not what God has called us to do at all. But we didn't realize that there were so many other people out there that were struggling with the same thing. And, you know, the more we place ourselves in isolation, the greater opportunity that outside influences can impact us, and the wrong influences. And so I just would really encourage anyone who has a loved one that's struggling or that are struggling themselves, it doesn't matter what your issue is, whatever what your hurt, habit, or hang is, there's no reason why you have to go in this journey by yourselves. There's support groups out there, and most importantly, there's a relationship with Jesus
that will
sustain you through it. And you know, God did not design us to walk this earth by ourselves. He designed us to walk this earth with Him and with others.
808-677-8844. 677-8844. That's extension 100. Extension 100. HCWO.com. Contact. That's a contact information for the website. And connect with Pastor Mark and Sue Peterman. Celebrate recovery. You know what? It might be something that you might not have heard, but just check it out. There's a place for you. God wants to minister to you. Pastor Mark, Sue, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing your heart.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
In the next few days, you're going to hear more stories from the heart. Heart to heart. Invite someone to listen in, be inspired. To find out more about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a scripture for today. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests, Mark and Sue Peterman. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with Martin Arinaga and our technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.